Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. A bill that would put a price on the heads of coyotes is working its way through the Utah legislature. Senate Bill 245 would bump up the bounty on coyotes as a way to control growing coyote populations. But is this the best way to protect livestock and expand mule deer herds? Joining me now to talk about the topic, Kirk Robinson. He is the executive director of the Western Wildlife Conservancy in Salt Lake City. He is a critic of the bill, and he joins me in studio. Kirk, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And Miles Moretti is also with us by phone from his home in North Salt Lake. He's the president and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. Miles, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
If you're a hunter or a rancher, have you noticed increased numbers of coyotes on your property or in the wild? Do you support mass extermination of these predators? And give us a call. 801-355-TALK is the number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Miles, I want to start with you first. Senate Bill 245 would, in the name of boosting mule deer populations, up the bounty to for the heads of coyotes. What kind of shape is the mule deer population in here in Utah?
Well, the mule deer across the West are in decline for a lot of reasons, and here in Utah, we've noticed that, you know, the same thing. Mule deer populations are struggling, and for a variety of reasons. And if I could, just one thing, Senate Bill 245, and I know we'll get into this in a minute, is more than just bounties. Overall, we feel like this is a great tool that will help bring back mule deer with other management methods.
You say the mule deer population has been declining. To what extent are coyotes the cause of the problem, Miles?
Murray? Well, do you want? Yeah,
sure.
Coyotes are just one issue. I mean, our primary focus with the Mule Deer Foundation is with habitat, but we focus on all aspects: habitat, predators, highway crossings. Chronic wasting disease, there's a lot of different issues that are affecting mule deer. There's just no one factor. So it's a complicated issue that is going to be very difficult to cover all the bases and get mule deer to come back. But working with our partners, the federal and state agencies, we think we can accomplish that with a variety of methods.
Kirk Robinson from the Western Wildlife Conservancy, you do not think that Senate Bill 245 would remedy the problem. Tell us why.
The science does not support it. And I'll cite one study in particular conducted by 8 different wildlife biologists in state agencies and universities, conducted in southeast Idaho, published last year. And they state that they found no measurable change in the size of the deer herd over a 6-year study where they targeted coyotes for removal in certain hunting units. But beyond that, this bill would require the taxpayers of Utah to subsidize the program, whether it include bounties or any other methods for removing coyote. $750,000 a year. Ongoing, year after year. We don't think that's right.
Not a good use of funds. We're speaking with Kirk Robinson, executive director of the Western Wildlife Conservancy in Salt Lake City, and Miles Moretti joining us by phone. He's the president and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. We're talking about Senate Bill 245, and if you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is the number, 801-355-8255. Miles Moretti, you mentioned that Senate Bill 245 isn't just about coyotes. What else is involved in this bill?
Well, I mean, it's not about bounty, just about bounties. It's a complete, you know, predator control program, and that's maybe contracting with Wildlife Services. The Division of Wildlife Resources is also thinking about hiring some staff to handle coyote control in those areas and those units that they feel it will be effective. And, you know, I worked 30 years for the Division of Wildlife, and we had a predator management plan, which is still there, that has triggers that when deer populations or other big game populations get to a certain level, then predator control is one of the things that happens on that unit. And it's also, you know, habitat and other things take place. So it's a combination of things, and that's what I keep trying to remind people. This is just not one thing that's happening. There's a lot of other things happening out on the landscape to help mule deer.
Kirk Robinson, I guess I'd like you to respond to that. I mean, you say that the studies show that a bounty program isn't really going to help solve the problem. What other fundamental issues do you have with this bill and the approach to boosting mule deer populations here in Utah?
Well, there are a number of points I'd like to make here. First of all, officials at the Division of Wildlife Resources stated as recently as last year that the mule deer herds overall in Utah have been steady or only maybe slightly in decline for the last decade. And that's on the record. So, and the, secondly, the biggest problem for that is habitat loss. Miles is right about that. Also collisions with cars on highways, etc. This bill has nothing to do with those issues. This bill has to do with trying to kill thousands of coyotes in the vain hope that it will actually do something to help boost deer herds, even though there's no science supporting it. And I keep waiting for these people to cite the science that will support it. They say, we feel like this, we feel like that. It's part of this, it's part of that. But why should we subsidize that? Why should I as a taxpayer or you as a taxpayer subsidize something like this when we need this money for our schools and other worthy causes?
Miles, is this a good use of resources to put a bounty on the heads of coyotes when we've got bigger other problems to worry about, Miles?
Well, I think we could all argue what is the best use of resources. I mean, I spent a lot of time at the legislature when, you know, we needed funding for wildlife management, and people would say, why would we fund wildlife when we need the money for our schools? But the fact is, it's choices we make, it's priorities we make, and you know, I think this is something that will help mule deer that are, you know, pretty ingrained in our heritage here in this state. This has been mule deer hunting has been a family tradition for a lot of years, and so you can always argue what's the best use of money, but I support, you know, having some money go to this program.
Miles Moretti, President and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation, also with us Kirk Robinson, Executive Director of the Western Wildlife Conservancy in Salt Lake City. And we're talking about Senate Bill 245, which would increase the bounty on coyotes here in the state of Utah. 801-355-TALK is the number if you'd like to join us. 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones. Bob is joining us from Salt Lake City. Bob, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to comment that I think these huge coyote hunts really put a bad image on Utah. I think nationally it really puts Utah in a disreputable position to do this kind of thing. Most people are not hunters either in Utah or nationally, but most people are okay with hunting as long as it's done in a reasonably ethical manner and isn't just wholesale slaughter. And that's all this is.
Bob, thanks for the call. Miles, I'd like to get your response to that.
Well, I think with respect to the caller, predator programs have been going on for many years across the West and here in Utah. And so this is an acceleration of that existing program. And so and I don't really think it's wholesale slaughter, but I do think it is. It is. There are going to be a lot of coyotes that are killed through this program. But I also think that if Wildlife Resources manages this program, they're going to target those areas where they need it the most, rather than, you know, killing deer coyotes out in the West Desert where there's no deer. They're going to be specifically targeting this program, and that's why I support it, is because a majority of the money goes to Wildlife Resources.
Bob, thanks for the call. We have a contrary opinion from Jason in Salt Lake City. Jason, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Go right ahead.
I'm just calling because, I think it's a great idea to put bounty on the coyotes. I mean, it gives hunters something to do. You know, taxpayers pay the money to, you know, for hunters. They go out there, they get to hunt the coyotes, they get some money for it. I mean, you guys are saying that science doesn't support the idea that coyotes affect the deer, mule deer population. But, I mean, it's simple logic. Coyotes eat deers. And what a better way for hunters to get out there and participate in their passion, you know, go out, do some hunting, make a little bit of money rather than, you know, paying somebody else to do it.
Jason, thanks for the call. Kirk Robinson, your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't think we should subsidize the hobby of trappers that involves the cruel killing of native wildlife. That's my first point. I had have a dog, a very beautiful young Labrador Great Pyrenees, that was caught in a coyote trap just 3 weeks ago in Nevada. And luckily, I knew how to free her, but she was screaming in pain, you know. And that's one of the methods they'll use to kill them. It's not the only one. Their neck snares, their sodium cyanide poisoning devices, there's calling and shooting, aerial gunning. It's a cruel practice, first of all, and why should we subsidize that? So the caller's point brings to mind those thoughts, among others. Mm.
But what to the point of, you know, the mule deer need protection, and we need to step in?
Well, I've already addressed that. The caller himself admitted that there's no science behind this. His plea was for the sake of the hobbies of these people that like to go out and kill coyotes. That's all. The mule deer don't need it. There's no evidence for that. It's true that coyotes eat deer, and that is indeed very simple logic. It is also the case that they have not been able to connect that with the size of deer herds. Lots of other things kill deer. Most of the coyotes, deer fawns eaten by coyotes would die from another cause sometime within the year before ever reproducing. Weather is the biggest factor.
Miles Moretti, a study out of Utah State University reports that a bounty may provide an enhanced subsidized recreation program for a small segment of Utah citizens, but it's unlikely for us to have any beneficial effect on populations of livestock or big game. I'd like to get your response to that conclusion of that study.
Well, if that was the only thing that was happening, then I would say yes, it's not going to have any effect. And Kurt's right, there's a lot of studies out there that show that the predator control hasn't had an effect. But the caveat I have is almost all of those studies, if you look at them, didn't do anything else. They didn't do habitat improvement. They didn't do anything else. They just purely went out and killed coyotes. And if you don't have good habitat, Kurt's right, those fawns are probably going to die anyway. And so, you know, I think that's the thing that we need to make sure we don't lose in this big picture, is the fact that this is just one management tool, one thing that's happening. And so, you know, I want to keep emphasizing that this is, you know, this is part of a larger program to help recover mule deer, which, even though the state said they were stable a year ago, they've lowered their numbers considerably from historic highs and from what the habitat can actually sustain. So, you know, there's actually enough habitat out there for more deer in Utah.
Mm. We've only got a couple of seconds left, but just very quickly, maybe 10 seconds. Kirk Robinson, what if this bill passes in Utah? How do you see it impacting coyote populations and mule deer populations?
I doubt if it will have a measurable impact on deer populations. And as a matter of fact, I doubt if it will have a measurable impact on coyote populations, because they are so prolific. They respond by producing more young that have a higher rate of survival when their numbers are culled. But that's not the only point to consider here. Coyotes are family-oriented animals. They have personalities. They have emotions. Why should we kill them and then dump their bodies out on the prairie like the ones I saw in Nevada recently?
Miles Moretti, 10 seconds.
Well, I think that this program can be effective if it's administered in the right way and administered with other habitat improvement programs. And I think this can be effective in local areas.
Miles Moretti, President and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. Kirk Robinson with the Western Wildlife Conservancy. Gentlemen, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer.
City Views, a production of KCPW. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.